Congratulations.
Hey.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'll call you back in a little bit. I know.
Just feeling
good.
Just happy.
Okay.
48-hour notice. Opening statement. Pursuant to NJSA 10-4-10, notice of this meeting being held on Tuesday, May 14th, has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Post-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manitowoc and in the schools within the time limit prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic, which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Boldeman? Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns? Mr. Catani?
Here.
Ms. Check? Mr. Dibble?
Here.
Mr. LaFredo?
Here.
Mr. Milansiewicz?
Here.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Coming in right now.
Okay. Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mrs. Pollack?
Can you hear it?
Yes, we can. Thank you, Mr. Pellegrino.
Mrs. Pollack?
Here.
Mr. Serino?
Here.
William Cosgrove?
Here.
Madeline Johnson? Andrew Marucci?
Here.
Alexander Passes?
Here.
We have a quorum?
Mission statement. Manitowoc School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined committee of the whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to ensure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. We're going to move to our presentations.
Before we move forward to our presentations this evening, I'd like to pause for a moment and reflect upon a very important happening that had occurred over the past few weeks at Manitowoc. As we all know, that Mr. Goodall is moving to become the leader of this district on July 1st, which left a vacancy of which we posted for and got 42 applicants. It was a very deep pool. The applicants had to go through a rigorous set of evaluations, and from that emerged the choice of Dr. Matthew Kokoda, the current principal at Holmdel High School. And we're very proud to have him here this evening. And what the board does is we discuss personnel in our executive session, then they come out, we as a whole, and then we put a motion on the floor and we vote on it. So the reason I'm starting off tonight with the presentation is Dr. Kokoda has his beautiful family here this evening. And even though I think I sometimes come out with profound statements after executive, I don't want to have him wait till after executive to have the community give him an acknowledgement. So Dr. Kokoda, I'm thrilled at the choice that the committee's made. I think Mr. Goodall ran a very rigorous evaluation process, and we came to a proper conclusion. With that, Dr. Kokoda.
Good evening, everyone. Thank
you so much. I'm humbled and honored to hopefully accept this position as the next principal of Manasquan High School. It'll be an honor to take the torch from Mr. Goodall, so I thank you, sir. Ms. Pollack, I thank you and the members of the Board of Education, and I thank you, Dr. Cation, for your support, which goes back a long time, and watching you make Manasquan magical, as you said, and I'm honored to lead this high school, this high-performing high school that is bound on excellence in academics, arts, and athletics. I'm eager to get started. So thank you, everyone. I appreciate your support, and I can't wait to get working with everybody. Thank you.
Now, shall we go to the podium for the start of our presentations? As always, we want to thank the Board of...
Did these guys go first before me?
Usually they do.
So now tonight, So I purposely moved you to number nine. So now you have to listen to the presentation. Bill, I want you to ask me why I did that.
Why?
Because we have Harry Harvey here tonight as the teacher of the month. And when Harry comes up, he's one of the funniest guys I know. And he always has something funny to say. So I want you guys to enjoy that. So I figured I'd hold off on your presentation until after that. Because that's going to be a spotlight. Okay? Awesome. Again, thank you to the Board of Education for putting children first. And thank you to the community for having such wonderful children.
Thank you.
All my days. You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your bill. You're the best.
Manasquan Board of Education, let's congratulate the Manasquan High School freshman student of the month, Alexandra Lipitsky. Alexandra, are you here tonight? Alexandra could not be with us tonight. I think he told us that, didn't he, Pete?
Yes.
The answer is yes. In school, Alex is a member of the JV soccer team. Outside of school, Alex enjoys snowboarding, surfing, fishing, and playing soccer. He has volunteered at beach cleanups, school carnivals, and has worked with younger students as a member of the National Junior Honor Society. That's awesome. Alex's favorite subject is Spanish. His favorite teacher is Mr. Craig because he lets the class work in groups and is a great teacher. Thank you, Alex. Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan High School sophomore student of the month, Julian Fisher. Julian, are you here this evening?
I told Cross Game, Dr. Cajun.
That's right, he told us he had a Cross Game. Thank you very much.
That's why I was late too, just so don't mark me out.
I already did, I will erase it though. In school, Julian is a member of the Key Club, Science and Act Honor Society, and the Varsity Lacrosse Team. Outside of school, and his parents did call in and tell me that he couldn't be here then. Honor miss. Outside of school, Julian plays club lacrosse, surfs with his friends, and babysits. Julian volunteers the science department, setting up labs, and cleaning classrooms as part of the SNHS, the Honor Society. Julian's favorite subject is AP microeconomics. Don't ask him why, he's not here, I asked him why. His favorite teacher is Mr. Scheibler, I understand that, because he knows how to make the class fun, but also challenging at the same time. His classes are interesting, and he can joke around with his students while also making each period productive. Julian Fisher. The Manasquan Board of Education wants to congratulate Manasquan High School Junior Student of the Month, Julia Incola. Julia.
Don't you hear?
Well, parents didn't call me, though. The other two did. I expected Julia tonight. In school, Julia is a member of the Environmental Club, National Honor Society, Astronomy Club, Photography Club, and Warriors for Wellness. Julia also plays field hockey and is an athletic trainer. She's very busy. Outside of school, Julia works at Candela's Toys. She volunteers at Jersey Shore Hospital, Food Drives, and participated in Paul Wake Decorating for Home.
Oh, my gosh.
I agree. Julia's favorite teacher is, that is a lot, Mrs. McHugh, because she is very passionate about what she teaches. Mrs. McHugh is also a teacher she can go to for anything. And she always has helpful insight. Julia Rubova. Manasquan Board of Education, I'd like to congratulate Manasquan High School Senior Student of the Month, Morgan Metzler. Morgan! Morgan, thank you very much for being here. I truly appreciate it.
Why not?
You gave your Wally Bucks, your certificate.
Thank you. You look beautiful. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
Every time you're beautiful, you're not ugly. You put inside and outside.
Thank you.
So listen, come to me.
In school, Morgan participates in Squanto Club. Math National Honor Society, Science National Honor Society, Spanish National Honor Society. It's on the International Club Executive Board. Morgan is also the captain of the varsity cheerleading team.
Oh my gosh.
And the NH service chair. Outside of school, Morgan works at Player Homes. And it's a monthly contributor to the Manasquan Embryo magazine, which I'm here a senior next year that we have more active writing some things for the community.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right, good community. And Stroll Spring Lake magazine. As part of her volunteer work, Morgan created a children's book drive for underprivileged elementary school students in Monmouth County.
Congratulations.
Morgan's favorite subject is English AP Lit. Don't ask me why. Her favorite teacher is Mr. Harvey. We're going to find out why. He makes writing fun and has done a great job preparing her for college English classes. Can I ask you how Mr. Harvey has prepared you for college English classes? You can say no. I'm asking you, can I ask you?
Well, we write a lot of essays.
And I bet he gets you back to correct and rewrite and rewrite. That's awesome.
I also have him for movies.
I like this. We're getting into it now. What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie?
That he has shown you in class.
That he has shown me. The first movie we watched is the one I like the best, is The Graduate.
Okay. What was it, Plastics? Bubble People, Plastics. Makes sense. Okay.
Thanks very much. Plastics, get into plastics.
Yeah, I got it. Now, what we're all waiting for. The Manasquan Board of Education, let's congratulate. Manasquan High School, Teacher of the Month. And it's funny, Harry, that this would happen. I only have two board meetings left. And you should come out and be the Teacher of the Month. This is awesome. The Teacher of the Month, Mr. Harry Harvey, selected by Morgan.
Questions, and a lot of people don't know this about Dr. Kazian and I, but once a month we go to Divvy Tree Coffee House together, and we have espresso and a cupcake, and it's slam poetry night. He likes slam poetry.
And I pay for it all.
He does. He pays all the time. And there we talk, we share, we bare our souls to each other. And a lot of times he comes with problems for you. You know, he comes, you know, the field house? My idea. You know, he told me wants, you know, the science wing? I'm thinking about replacing the six, because they don't train. I say, don't be so cheap. Fix the whole wing. Do a second floor. That's what he did. That was my idea.
Understood.
That was my idea. Anyway, some of the people have been worried, and there's just four concerns. Since I know him so well, I thought I would address them. Do you guys all right if you just take a few minutes? Just four. Yes, no? Are you good? All right, cool. So one, a lot of people are saying to me, hey, what's going to happen next year with your delightful Christmas videos? Ooh. Now, we talked about this. Don't worry. I'm saying it right now. This is completely true and real. Next year, Freehold Mall, Santa Claus. He's going to do it. He's the real deal, too. As soon as graduation's over, he will not shave. Until he's Santa Claus. You won't even... He's going full David Letterman retirement beard. That's what he's into. A lot of people also are worried about you. I just thought of it, like, on the way here. Well, like, a couple hours before. A lot of people are worried he's been so busy, right? You're so busy. You know, like, what are you going to do now? You're going to fill your time. When we talk about this, I think it's a great idea. He's going to start raising chickens. Thank you. You can buy an egg off of maybe eventually, and even better, you're going to combine your love of chickens with your love of basketball.
Ooh.
New podcast coming up soon. He's hosting it. It's called Hoops and Coops. His first guest is Larry Bird. Thank you.
He's got two pages.
Two more. So a lot of people too are worried now that you're not building stuff, you're not managing any construction projects.
Right.
You're like, what are you gonna do? Don't worry, I saw the blueprints. He's got big plans for his house. New hot tub room.
Ooh, yeah.
New sauna room.
Oh, nice. Really.
She shed in the backyard.
Where he has that.
He shed in the backyard. Indoor pickleball court.
Oh my God.
Yes.
My wife really plays well.
She does. She does. Actually, in the state of New Jersey, it's illegal if you don't really play pickleball when you retire. So he's going.
Nah, I can't move anymore.
You're not going to play?
See that picture right there? That's where I would be.
Oh, just doing the beach?
Just the beach. Right there in a chair.
But
with a book.
But I have one more thing I got to say. Then you can do it. All right. So a lot of people, this is personal, but I think I can say this.
You can. All right.
A lot of people worry, now you're not going to be busy, you're not going to be moving around, you're going to gain some weight. People have been saying that. Not me. People have been saying that. So don't worry if you're worried. If you're worried about that. He has made it on the Toms River Home Trotters basketball team. That's right. He's going to be playing next year. You may not have heard, but they're like the Globetrotters, but it's for old guys. And they play basketball, and... They play nursing homes and exhibitions. So it's pretty. I think it's going to be great. We just have one problem. We need to come up with a cool, like, home trotter nickname.
Right.
And we came up, you came up with actually.
That's definitely my idea.
It was his idea. It was Special K.
Right. Oh, I got a jersey and everything.
And then Kellogg sent us a cease and desist letter. So that was it. Because they have. So I've got a couple names. You say yes or no. All right?
Okay.
Here we go. How about Stretch?
No.
Okay. How about Basket Case?
Ooh, maybe.
How about
I like that.
This one's funny.
I like it. Then.
How about Hottie McShine?
Oh, that's a definite.
Big Daddy Longlegs?
No, I don't like
that. Superintendent of Slam!
Oh!
Here's my favorite one. Squan Squatch.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I just want to say... that's what I had to say in case people are worried about you. They should be worried about you. I hope you have a happy, healthy, long, enjoyable retirement. And I hope it just
works.
There you go.
Appreciate
it.
The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate you. Manasquan Elementary School Student Month, Daniel Brennan. Daniel. May I read this? Thanks. In school, Daniel runs track and cross country. He participates in the band. band program was accepted into the All Shore Intermediate Band. Congratulations on that. And plays in the MHS Marching Band. Also competed in school geography day. Outside of school, Daniel takes trumpet lessons at Manaswan Music Academy and competes in many local road races, including a half marathon in Asbury Park. Daniel enjoys traveling around the country to different national parks and baseball parks, hiking, playing video games, and playing basketball and baseball for fun. Daniel's favorite subject is social studies. His favorite teacher is Miss Ames, because she is very nice and is also an encouraging cross-country coach. Board of Education, like congratulations. Manaswan Elementary School Teacher of the Month, Mrs. Taylor Ames, selected by Taylor, come on up.
Here I am.
Should we converse a little bit, you and I?
Sure. Seems that it's the theme tonight.
Huh? It seems to be. How many replacement positions did you have until you got a permanent position here at Manaswan?
Wow. This is year 8, so 10 years in September. So 3. I think it was 3 long term before I got.
Yeah, 3 long term.
In the door officially.
And I just want to congratulate you,
thank
on
you,
your sustainability and coming to me every time we interview with a very positive approach and fingers crossed. And we did interview a lot, you and I.
We sure did.
And I want you to know I'm very proud of what you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay, say that from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you. I'm happy to be there.
Thank you for being you and being so effervescent and so wonderful.
Thank you.
Ms. Taylor. I would love you to,
okay,
as long as it's not about me playing.
No, I just wanted to say congratulations to Daniel, because I was very surprised that Daniel had picked me, because he is a Mets fan, and I'm a Yankees fan, and that's very important. You too.
Yes.
Very good. But very proud of you, Daniel, and when I started coaching cross country, it was his first year, and by far one of the most improved runners that we have had. I'm so proud of you.
Tonight, we're here to honor the Center for Learning and Independence. And before I call Ms. Kenny forward to go over the children who are being actually focused on this evening, I want to focus on the people who really make it happen. In the Center for Learning and Independence, we have 3 very active teachers, as well as several paraprofessionals which I'd like to recognize now. We have 4 teaching staff. Kristen Minatoli, I saw Kristen Minatoli. Elizabeth Wallen. And Ms. Kimberly Muren. Our paraprofessional and job coaches are Kelly Cosgrove, Emily Tapuma, Lisa Fry, Colin Henley, Melissa Hernandez, Jenna Platten, Kimberly Saunders, Carolyn Studa, Kimberly Sula, Jeannie Walsh, Jacqueline Wheeler, and Kristen Wilsay. The reason I focus on them first is this program doesn't happen without the empathy and loving support of the people who I just mentioned. And we've become very successful because of what they do on a daily basis with the children in that program. And I just want to give you a heartfelt thank you because you truly are wonderful. You don't come here for the money. You come here for the children. And that's awesome. Thank you. Kenny, if you could please come forward.
And I would have the teachers come with me, so.
Are you going to take it from here?
Yeah, is that okay?
I would love.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, everyone.
You need this?
Nope, I'm good. So we wanted to take tonight to honor the students from the Center for Learning and Independence and our Academy program. For those of you who don't know, this program is for high school students age 14 all the way through 21 years old to teach our students functional living skills, work-based learning initiatives, and really have them become part of the community. And it's really because of the students, because of the teachers, because of the job coaches that we are able to be out and about in such a fantastic community. For those of you who might not know, our students are working all over. They're working everywhere from Point Pleasant, downtown, in Manasquan, they're going to the gym. They're very, very busy. These young men and women are very, very busy, and we want to just highlight some of the things that they've done throughout the year. Some of them are going to work. Some of them, like I said, are going to be leaving us and graduating out of the program. And so we really want to honor a lot of what's been happening in that program for this year. So I'm going to have the teachers come up. Because I want them to kind of go over just a couple of the things. So what we did was we just kind of put together some pictures, and we're going to go through them quickly just to make sure that we don't want to forget anything. So when you think about what your students and what the community is offering to our students, we're so, so very lucky. So just a couple of things that we do. Like we said, our students go to the supermarket weekly. They meal prep. They buy their own lunches. They decide what they want. And I always laugh because I said, well, what happens if you change your mind? What happens if you decide you don't want pizza on a Tuesday? So they have to really make all these decisions. Oftentimes, the students will actually come and they will do food shopping for us in the building for our food services, for our food classroom. The students will sometimes shop for them. We go to Planet Fitness. So if any of you go to Planet Fitness in Wall, you might see our students. They're exercising multiple times a week. You see them on the elliptical. You see them working out. They're getting very fit in the process. And then we do a lot of travel training, right? We're walking. We are taking the train. We're going to all different places throughout the week. Some of us for jobs and some of us for different types of different experiences. So just a couple of things that we do. If you just take a look here, this is the CLI building. So if you've never seen the CLI building, it's way in the back near to the left of the football field. It's on Elizabeth Ave, right? So Elizabeth Ave. And so it's set up, it's an apartment. So you go in there and the students have the ability to cook their own meals. There's a classroom. There is a couch. There's a functioning refrigerator and washer and dryer. They do all sorts of really, really wonderful things. These are some of the things that the students have done. They have gone bowling. What am I saying? Bowling. Shopping. They're actually cleaning up all in the back building.
Making pies and summer's pies.
They're making pies and summer's pies. You can see one of our students is actually on one of the machines at the gym. Some more from the CLI. A couple weeks ago, they went to Climb Zone, right? I think they could climb a lot higher than I could ever climb. Making pizzas, prepping their lunches. Manasquan Music Academy, they go to once a month. The academy. So the academy are for the students who are ages 14 to 18, and they spend most of the time with Ms. Minitoli, and they are in our building. So most of the students here already know, most of our students in the building will see all of your lovely faces helping us out during the school day. I know for one that every single day when I have mail that needs to go out, I'm always asking for help from the academy students. If you take a look at some of the other things they have done. Oh, that's when they went to the planetarium. They also actually they made flower floral arrangements, which was making pizzas. Work-based learning. So a lot of our students, if you've ever been to the Kindness Cafe on Main Street, they are working there and they are volunteering there. Some of our students spend a lot of time there every Wednesday.
Monday.
Every Monday, you want to make sure you go and you get a cup of coffee. I think raise your hand if you are actually in the Kindness Cafe. most of the time. Yep, you all go, right?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
You like it?
I love it.
All right, that's awesome.
The customers are nice.
All right, some more things that CLI have done. That was when we went to...
So this is all work.
Yep.
Those are all work-based.
Those are all work.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you want to tell them about them? Yep.
Yeah, so they work in a lot of places throughout the community in Manasquan, particularly also in Point Pleasant, but you'll see we're at places from Foodtown to Joe Leone's, to Blend. Jack is down in the bottom corner and the grill's there. CBS is in there, All Star Bagel. We have a lot of, we have 25 plus businesses that have embraced our students and given them opportunities to gain that really great work-based learning experience. So that's just sort of a little clip of that.
The academy and some of the jobs that the students are doing during the school day. So these are my students who are the high school age students. Once they turn 16, they can go out to work. So along with some of the locations that Mrs. Muren mentioned, they work at Sunburst High. Shay had worked at Inlet Outlet before they closed. And they also work at the Tennis Cafe and CBS. So the students who are not able to go out to work do jobs around the school building. So they might like deliver mail or do the district mail, or Jaime works in the cafeteria, so he helps them like break down and set up after service. And oh, we also do teacher copies. So yeah, they're always busy. We're always working around the school as well.
Service learning. So I actually have the opportunity every week. They students go to Liberty Haven Farm where they volunteer. So I actually have the opportunity to go out there one day, and really, the students are doing all different types of tasks every time. They are out on the farm whether it's raining or whether it's sunny out, and they're helping with the animals. And it's really been a wonderful experience. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Fulfill and what we're partnering?
Yeah, so far we've partnered with Fulfill to learn from their garden center.
Yeah.
They're also partnering with us, and we've built a garden behind the CLI building, and they come once a week for 6 weeks, and we plant, we learn about planting, then we care for them, and that's the job for all the students. Then once we're ready to harvest, they come back with a chef, and we learn about how we can incorporate all of the foods that we've grown into daily lunches, dinners, and everything like that. Then we will continue that throughout the years, and our partnership will begin to grow with Fulfill. We would love to get into their food pantry, so that's going to be hopefully the next thing that I itch my way into their, you know, little operation, but it's phenomenal over there at Fulfill.
Some more of our gardening, some more pictures of us at the farm. Okay.
Leslie, where is that
cute
farm?
It's in Howell. It's in Howell.
Howell.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so we really want to take some time to obviously talk about our year, but really, you know, we are so successful in our program because of the students and because of all of the hard work of the students in the community. I can't tell you how many times I go out in town and I see the students working so hard, and so we really wanted to celebrate all of the students here tonight in this program, and we wanted to celebrate what you've helped us with all school year, what you're going to continue to help us with, and all of the skills that you've learned. And so we're going to call you each up, and Dr. Cajun has something for you, and Ms. Pollock has something
for
you.
The president of the Board of Education is going to give you a certificate and Wally bucks to say thank you.
Oh, maybe I can give that. We can give that tomorrow. Maybe.
Okay. Ready?
Right.
So we're gonna have Shay Callahan. Come on up, Shay.
Thank you, everybody, for coming to see me. You look lovely today. Thank you so much for coming.
Michael Disbro, who is also not with us tonight. Catherine Hallman, Katie Hallman, she's one of our students that will be exiting the program this year, so we're certainly going to miss her.
Me too.
Jack Lackner is also one of our students who's not here tonight, and again, he's also going to be exiting the program, so we wish him the best as well. Jack Luzzi is going to be moving from the Academy program into the CLI program next year, so we're excited for that. Jack Miller is also our student who is going to be moving on. Rowan Rahel Shaughnessy is not with us tonight. He is in Miss Minatoli's class as well. Okay, Michael Ricca.
Acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined Committee of the Whole, regular public meeting, and public hearing on the 2024-25 school district budget and the closed executive session of April 24th, 2024. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exists. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes?
Yes.
Mr. Second. Serino. Mrs. Bassone.
Mrs. Bassone? Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lafredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milancevich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Mr. Pellegrino?
Mrs. Pollack?
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
And now we're finally at the student board representative reports. Thank you for waiting so patiently.
Thank you, fellas.
Of course. So this month for the Key Club, we've had two main events so far. Key Club members started off the month with the Warrior for a Day Challenge, where they helped the East First West Side Manaswan event on Friday, May 3rd, with kickball events and flag football over in the field house during the night. And the next morning, Saturday, May 4th, volleyball, cornhole, and flag football all took place over at Mallard Park. Same thing with the East First West Side event in Manaswan. And then just this past weekend, Key Club assisted the Sea Lavender Garden Club flower sale, where members started from 6:30 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon, helping sell flowers and bring them out to the cars.
You did a fine job.
Thank you. And as always, Key Club was involved with homework helpers across the street throughout the month.
Good.
Okay.
Good evening. On Friday, May 3rd, the freshman and sophomore classes were scheduled to hold a joint fundraiser in the fieldhouse from 4 to 7 p.m. The event was slated to include food, games, music, and teacher participation. However, due to lack of participation, the event was canceled. Last week's petitions were made available to the student body for the upcoming student council elections in May. As mentioned last month, Alex and I will be working with the advisors to ensure the election process is fair, efficient, and following the student council bylaws. Also last week, thank you cards were distributed to all students during their English classes for their teacher appreciation week. The student council organized this event, as we do every year. We were very pleased with the hundreds of thoughtful thank you notes written by the student body to a wide variety of teachers and staff.
In addition to this, senior prom bids have been handed out over the last 2 weeks. The bids are due tomorrow, May 15th, but we will be accepting them until this Friday, the 17th. The event will be held at Jumping Brook Golf Club on Friday, May 31st from 6 to 10 p.m. And we are anticipating almost all of the class of 2024 to be in attendance. Earlier this month, Mr. Goodall sent out a schedule to students and parents regarding end-of-year events for the class of 2024. Specifically, on June 7th, the class is scheduled per tradition to walk in their caps and gowns through Manasquan Elementary School across the street. Many students have expressed interest in wanting to walk through their respective elementary schools in addition to Manasquan. So with the approval of Mr. Goodall, a survey will be briefly sent out to students to see who will commit from each sending district, and if there's enough interest, transportation will be arranged. So Andrew and I feel that this would be a positive and worthwhile initiative if enough students show interest. And we appreciate Mr. Goodall's receptiveness to this idea. Thank you.
This is something that we've talked about for a few years, and I would appreciate if a few of you guys could get out there and sort of encourage the student body to actually participate. And when you say that there's going to be transportation arranged, you're not driving there.
Buses.
You're going to be bused there, which I think is a good idea. But we're going to have to schedule that, you know, sooner than later.
Yeah, we'd love to get that on the calendar as soon as possible.
Yeah, the best laid plans in mice and men go awry. Where is Harry Harvey? possibly by the end of the week, we'd like to know if it's going to be.
The survey was put together today. I've been trying to get the process going because I can't put the survey together myself. I need access to the school database. But it will be done.
Some of the frustrations in process. Process and procedure are very important. And
yes,
when you try to be collaborative in a process, it's even more drawn out. So sometimes people have to make decisions to make that process go, especially when you're in positions that have been voted on by your peers to represent you and them. So our
advisor's going to, student council advisor will send out the survey, hopefully tomorrow.
Okay, I think this is great, but my fear has always been I'll have out of a student graduating class of 260 children, I'm going to have 100 go to Brielle, I'm going to have 50 go, and then it's going to be one of my sending districts that aren't going to get the right numbers going there, which makes me feel awful because six sending districts coming to one and being one educational community, I've always been so proud of. And you guys do it in a matter of months. I mean, all of a sudden, you're one. You're Manasquan Warriors, which is awesome. So I'm with you. I think it's a great idea, and I'll just see it take fruition.
Sounds good. That's all.
Good?
Yeah.
You guys are doing a great job. Thanks. Started out a little rocky in the beginning, but I want you to know you came. Presented yourselves extremely well. I'm very proud of you did that. I think you're doing great now. So I like this idea. Cool.
We try.
Oh, you get it done. That's even better than trying.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Good. Good.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Go do your microeconomics.
Public forum. Public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. In order to ensure all members of the public who wish to participate are afforded a timely and orderly opportunity to do so, the board may not answer questions posed by those making comments. The board may address questions posed during this period once all members of the public wishing to speak have done so. The board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to be heard? Would anyone like to be heard on items not on the agenda? Seeing no one, we're going to move to the discussion items.
Thank you. Regarding education, curriculum, and technology, something that we did discuss in the president and vice president meeting, I'd like to bring to the floor only because I think we've come such a long way since my first meeting when I came in and the district had a great idea. They wanted to do a one-to-one initiative, but nobody knew how to pay for it. So I turned it over to my director of technology at the time, who eventually became the assistant superintendent of schools, and we developed a plan to. Were you going to do that in your assistant superintendent address, Jesse?
I was.
Well, we're going to talk about that.
Happy to do it now.
But no. So I'm very proud of the fact of where we've come, where it doesn't make a dent anymore, and we're allowed to upgrade and update and bring the newest technology here. And now we're going from 5 through 12, and it's done through process procedure, and it's done flawlessly. And that's because of the technology team that we have, and I appreciate it. They do some good things in the business office, too, that I want to mention. Personnel will be discussed in executive session regarding policy. We have second readings of the policies that you have already seen. You saw in the Friday packet. You saw the last board meeting. You can see that several policies have been revised, and there are some new ones as well. And are there any questions on the policies? Seeing none. I'm going to move to finance with Dr. Crowley.
Yeah, I'll take finance and buildings and grounds and facilities more on the latter side of this. We did have a good meeting with H&S regarding the Fieldhouse project last week, and anticipate them once they're in receipt of some. They've put in a submittal for some additional drawings from Suburban Engineering, but we do anticipate them performing the drainage work within the next week or two. So they came around and have agreed to relevel and expand the stone border around the building, which the engineers think will remediate some of the issues we've been having. That's H&S project number one. H&S project number two, the referendum project, is going to be underway in earnest by next week. You just so you're aware, you might hear some things. We're going to start, the first phase of that project is going to be the locker rooms at both the elementary school and the high school. Effective Friday from the kids' standpoint, they're going to be off limits. We're going to start some asbestos abatement. It's not subchapter 8 work, so the building can remain occupied, but those individual spaces are going to get sealed off. That abatement will take place next week, and then H&S is going to get there in earnest to start the renovations the following week.
Can that be done in 1 week? Is that the time frame you're looking
at? The abatement?
Yeah.
The abatement is going to be done in 1 week, but then once they're turned off, they're not going to be turned back on until they're done. So Lilich, the abatement contractor, is going to come in Monday, do all their abatement. As soon as Lilich is done, H&S is going to come in and start actual construction.
Gotcha.
Construction of those spaces is expected to go until September.
Right, but I meant just the abatement part.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it'll be about a week. So that's going to, you're going to, you know, start to see some signs around, start to see some things getting taped off, and construction will be underway soon. So pretty exciting. And then as the weeks go on, we'll start to pick off more and more rooms. Then obviously in summer, it's going to be a lot going on. Yep. Okay.
Did we provide the board with the most recent schedule?
We did. We have the most recent schedule. Was provided in the Friday packet, I believe, 2 Fridays ago, but I can put it in this Friday just so you guys are back to the top of your list again in case you receive any questions about what's going on.
And that's an approximation. That's not concrete. I mean, things will get done, but not necessarily with the due dates that H&S provides, but it will be done in a timely manner.
Is there like a setup area where they're going to be storing stuff
along? Oh, we're still debating where that's going to be. So we originally proposed Secret Ave Lot, which is where we're currently laid down for the solar project. So it kind of lends itself, it's off the beaten path, it's out of sight. We have received some pushback on them just because of the distance from where most of the work is being done, which is MES. So we've requested them to kind of give us exactly what kind of square footage they're looking for their ideal lay down area, and we'll consider other spaces within that'll meet our needs, not giving them everything they ask for necessarily, but at least we'll have an idea of what they're looking for.
We don't have that much room, team, to be honest with you. And
no, as long as it's not on the front lawn again.
Well, that was one of the, actually, I think that the most appropriate place would be right next to the tennis courts, and to put it there, only because my fear is that one of the comments that was made at the construction meeting was the fact that the people they're hiring are giving them problems because of how they have to take their materials from all the way down where the track is to the schools. So I don't want any delays. So if we move it in regards to proximity, closer to the building, that might stop the delays. However, we made it quite clear to them that we only have a finite amount of space here, and they only have so much to deal with. So right now, we have them down at the area where the track and field is. Where they have an entryway there for the tractor trails and everything else. But it's funny you said that. I think the most appropriate place for them would be right between the tennis courts and the walkway right there. However, that's not where it is right now. It's down where the track and field is. So. We did have a heated discussion about that. Yes, Doug.
On building and grounds, we had talked about carving that tree. Did you call anybody to look into carving it and putting a theme up and all
we
that?
We sure have, and I think that would be a wonderful endeavor if we could ever pigeonhole somebody to come down here and do that. We've gotten prices anywhere from $60,000 down to $30,000. Right now we're trying to get a price that's suitable to our particular budget. So I'm looking at, if someone came in and said they could do it for 10, I'd say, yeah, okay, Pete, let's look at that. But we are still reaching out to people to try to get a carve. The people who carved the dolphins over here, we talked to them, and they wanted a large amount of money. So I'd like to get it done before I leave, but I don't know if that's gonna happen.
Yeah, it's the complicating factor is at that price point, they're required to have certain certificates that we've found tree carvers do not have, like public works certs and certain.
Did you ask Falkenberg? Did you ask him?
I did not, to be honest with you, like I always am, I did not ask him.
He's really good. He might have some connections for you.
I definitely will ask him tomorrow. Okay. I just assume he destroys things. I don't think he builds. So
he's got his eye on that.
But he may know somebody that does this.
Because we stopped him from cutting that tree down. And said, don't. They were ready. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to forget that. I thought that was a great idea.
No, I really was waiting with bated breath to hear about our technology from our assistant superintendent of school, Mr. Place.
Thank you, Dr. Cajun.
You're welcome.
So the board will see on the agenda number 32 tonight is a recommendation to enter into a new 3-year lease purchase agreement with Dell for the lease of new laptop computers. As most of the board will remember, we do this on a 3-year cycle. So we have a 1-to-1 program, right, with laptops for students in grades 5 through 12 that take them home. And then in the lower grades, we have laptops and carts in the classrooms. So our basic plan of this is we've leased the laptops for grades 5 through 12 over the years. And then at the end of our current lease that we're in now, since that was also a lease purchase, we take those devices that have been used in the grades 5 through 12 and then move them down into the classroom. So we don't have to continuously buy new laptops for all the grade levels. Why we do 3-year lease purchases is because, at the end of a 3-year life of a laptop, number one, the accidental warranties become increasingly expensive as you go into that fourth year, as well as the batteries, which are not covered by a warranty, start to wear out. So when we get to this point, every 3 years, we start to look at what options are available. We've used Dell in the past. Not only have we been basically very happy with their products, they also uniquely have the program which I've talked about here before, which is that we can take advantage of the warranties on those devices, do all of our repairs in-house. So not only we can order the parts, our technicians do the repairs. And that has really two advantages. One is that students are able to get their device repaired often in a matter of minutes, if not an hour. But also we get revenue from that every year because we get something like $45 for each repair that we're doing because we're doing the work that would otherwise be under warranty. So as we approach this point this year, we did look at what options were available. We came to a decision that's largely based on what we currently have. It's a little bit nicer. Dell provided us with one that I have here tonight of what it would look like. We actually gave it to about, I think, 5 different students over the course of like a month or so. They used it in school. They took it home for about a week at a time. We got very good feedback on it. So we always look for what students might think of it. the device itself, and anyone's welcome to come take a look at it, is pretty much a similar form factor to what we have now. The screen is a little bit larger, but the actual form factor itself is not very much larger because the screen goes further to the edge. You know, there's less of a bezel and all that. So I think that, that we'll have a good device to use with our 5 through 12 students for the next 5 years for that recommendation. The pricing, you know, again, because we buy in volume, we always try to do our best to negotiate a good price. For reference, you know, the state contract price that we started out on this device was about $800 a unit, and we're getting it for about $690. You know, is what we were able to negotiate it down to. So that helps with the question.
And the reason that Mr. Place presented during the Committee of the Whole, not during the Superintendent's Report, where the Assistant Superintendent would present it, because I thought there might be some questions about either the device or about the lease agreement.
Are we going to plan on going down past fifth grade, or that's just the stop point for you permanently?
Yeah, so I mean, we have a one-to-one program down past fifth grade. It's just they don't take them home.
Right. I meant, were you looking to 5 and 4, and, or that's too young?
We have talked about it. I think that's more of an educational decision. You know, I've talked to Mrs. Paleo, you know, about that. I think at some point it.
I didn't know if it was in the grand scheme of things down the road.
I don't know that it's the teacher or her desire to do a formal take-home program. I will say that we do have students and parents every year who request devices to take home on an as-needed basis, and we provide them, you know, consistent with our policy to loan devices and deliver the upgrade.
Awesome.
Thank
you.
Is this a version of the laptop that more fragile than the last version?
Good question. You know, I think it, in some ways, probably yes, and in other ways, no. So it looks a little less rugged. It has pointier edges, which are always problematic, than our, like the ones you have in front of you are basically our current version. But the plastic is a little bit more durable, you know, on the top and the bottom, so.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, we've had.
These are like unbreakable when people throw them around.
You'd be surprised how breakable they are. I can show you pictures of how breakable they are. But I think, you know, it's always a trade-off of what's available and what we can do. But, you know, I think over the years, having various versions of them, we have a pretty consistent level of breakage. It's, you know,
is that level high?
Depends what you mean by high, but, yeah.
For the population here, do you consider it?
From my colleagues in other school districts, I don't think it's unusual at all.
Okay.
Like sampling a general population of people using laptops, it's probably high, but I think that's consistent among schools as well.
Right.
What you expect.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you. May I go to Superintendent's Report?
Yes.
Regarding the enrollment, we're at 1,454, high school 949, elementary school 505. Regarding our fire drill reports and bus evacuations, we met the state mandates in the high school and the CLI building April 9th, April 23rd. We ran a fire drill and evacuation drill in the elementary school on the 16th and the 29th. We ran a fire drill and shelter in place drill. So we're running fire drills and safety drills, one of each, according to the state mandates. Regarding harassment, intimidation, and bullying, no report for this month in the high school and none in the elementary school either. Tonight, we will present, or I will present now, the New Jersey Department of Education School Self-Assessment for Determining Grades under the Anti-Bullying Bill of Rights Act for 2022-2023, our grade report. And it's an official release. We got 78 out of 78. Now, we do grade ourselves. We go over certain categories. And my administrative team has always been very forthright with this. I remember years, if you look back, of receiving a 76, meeting with a team, and finding out exactly why, and it was usually because of some programs that we weren't presenting. Now we present those programs, and in that category for the core element of HIB programs, approaches, or other initiatives, maximum is 15, we got 15. So I'm happy to see us moving forward in that regard. So the categories are training on the approved HIB policies, staff instruction, training programs, curriculum and instruction on harassment, intimidation, bullying, and related information and skills, having the proper harassment, intimidation, bullying personnel, school level HIB incident reporting procedure, HIB investigation procedures. You have to make sure that we go through exactly what the state tells us to do, regardless of the days and that we have, and If a parent addresses a problem they feel threatened the commission bullying, that we do investigate properly, HIP reporting, and our school grade, which on both sides of the street, in the elementary school and the high school, we received a 78, which is 100%. That concludes my report for tonight.
Can I have a motion to approve and accept the superintendent's report? Mr.
Lefredo? Mr. Milanovic? Mrs.
Bassone? Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lefredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milanovic?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mrs. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
Have a motion for the Manasquan general items numbers 14 through 26.
Yes.
Mr. Serino, Mr. Catani, does anyone have any questions on 14 through 26?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lefredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mrs. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
Does anyone need anything separated out on the Manasquan Sending District's items, numbers 27 through 39? Can I have a motion for items 27 to 39? Mr. Serino? Mr. Lefredo?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lefredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milanovic?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
Does anyone have any old or new business they'd like to raise? Can I have a motion to move to executive session? Mrs. Bassone? Mr. Catani?
All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Bassone? Mr. Lefredo?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Boldeman?
Thank you.
Mr. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns? Mr. Catani? Mrs. Check? Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lefredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milanovic?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mrs. Serino?
Yes.
Yes.
We have a quorum.
Can I have a motion on the Manasquan personnel item number 43? Mr. Lefredo? Mr. Catani?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lefredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Is this the yellow or the blue?
Yellow.
Yellow.
Is this the yellow material or the
yellow?
Yellow?
Yellow.
Abstain.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
Can I have a motion for the Manasquan Sending District personnel document item number 44? Mr. Lefredo? Mr. Dibble?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lefredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milanovic?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes to Dr. Kokoda. Yes to Dr. Kokoda and it's staying on the rep. Yes to me. Yes to
me. Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried?
Can I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Serino,
yes.
Mr. Lefredo.
All in favor?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on the phone.